Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Your time's up, locker room. Time to leave. It is time for the Buck Belue Show, and we are live from the Battery Atlanta here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Nerney, ready to go in the house. DT, ready to get to work. Road Dogs on the road. And Belue here, ready to give you at least 42 minutes of content that you'll appreciate. No time to waste talking about the favorite sandwich shop or what movie I saw that I really like. Man, it's time to talk sports. Bucks Big Take. It's about to get real in here. And I'm not talking about Ian. The much anticipated Braves Mets series is about to go down. And here's the deal. Braves are down one, six games to play. And here's the formula for the Braves to win the East. Listen closely. Here it is. You take two of three against the lousy, stinking Mets. Then you sweep the fish. Go 5-1 to finish it out. The lousy, stinking Mets finish by taking two of three against the Nationals. And in this scenario, the Braves win the East by one game. And I think it's as simple as that, guys. Really. Simple as that. Don't need a sweep over the Mets in this three-game series here at Truist Park. It'd be nice. We would enjoy that, driving the New Yorkers a little bit more crazy than they already are. We don't have to sweep them, I don't believe. Take two or three and watch them lose one game to the Nationals to finish out the year in that three-game series they have. And we sweep the fish. That's the scenario that I'm counting on, at least. Hey, Kirby Smart's going to be with me coming up 10:35 after the hour. Talk to the Bulldog coach about the trip out to Missouri. And what lies ahead for the Bulldogs. Right now, though, let's go to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, bring on our friend Fox 5 Storm Team Chief Meteorologist David Chanley joins us. And, David, we talked to you yesterday. Have things changed as far as Ian goes since yesterday when we spoke with you?
How about play ball, Buck? Let's play ball.
Play ball, baby!
Yeah, as we certainly a devastating storm, as you know, Buck, down in the state of Florida. Ian, now a tropical storm, kind of near Daytona Beach, center of circulation, and it moves out over the Atlantic here as the day goes on, and kind of a slow trek parallel in the Georgia coast. They'll get hit down there, the Georgia coast, with some wind and some rain, a little bit of storm surge. Nothing, I think, too dramatic, but still some isolated areas of flooding down that way. But, of course, the matter at hand is up here in North Georgia, and we're trying to play some baseball this weekend. And as the forecast keeps trending, a better scenario.
What's the forecast for tomorrow night, game one?
Well, I'm taking the showers out, Buck. I think it's just going to be cloudy to partly cloudy. It will be a bit breezy, and temperatures in the upper 60s and low 70s. So I think it's looking great at Truist Park for tomorrow night, and then Saturday is smooth sailing. There's no issues on Saturday night at all.
And then Sunday the same way, right? No issues on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, gorgeous. Yeah. Just gorgeous, yeah. And so, you know, what started out this week, you know, is you're tracking a tropical system. We said all along, the further east that it went, the better scenario for us, and that is certainly what's trended. And I'm seeing no problems for Braves baseball here this weekend.
Well, and you deserve credit for all this, right? And I get a kick out of this watching you guys all the time. Everybody blames you for the bad weather, and they rarely compliment you on getting rid of the bad weather.
Well, it's come to the territory. As you know, I've been doing it a long time, so that doesn't really bother me. We just try to inform people, Buck, and then let people make their decisions based on what we can provide them.
How bad are things down in Florida where it hit?
Awful. Just awful. If you've ever been down to those vacation spots of, say, Captiva Island, Sanibel Island, the Fort Myers area, I mean, can you imagine just being obviously without power? And then the storm surge down there was maybe record-breaking for those folks there in southwest Florida. So it's going to take a long time to get anything sense of normalcy down there. So don't know, and no reports about down towards, where the Braves spring training area is. I haven't heard anything out of that. I know that the flooding was worse to the north of that. And then right on through central Florida, they picked up anywhere from, get this, 12 to 18 inches of rain.
Yeah, the video I was watching, what got my attention was the sustained winds. Relentless.
Yeah. Well, they measured it down towards Port Charlotte, that area, sustained at 140 miles an hour. Can you imagine? That's something else. But it's the water. It's the piling up the water that's going to cause the most damage. And unfortunately, probably some loss of life as well. But, they had this storm, we had plenty of warning on, and if folks heeded the evacuation, hopefully that worked out. But it's still not done in North Florida. Our folks there on the northeast coast, say from Daytona Beach all the way through Jacksonville and Amelia Island, they're in for a long day today.
So Braves fans going to game one tomorrow night, a little breezy, no showers. What will the temps be?
Temps probably in the upper 60s, near 70, so a little, cool. It feels like October baseball, Buck.
So how many tickets do you need? We spoke about this prior to you coming on yesterday. You're going to need me to do something for you.
I'm fine. It's all good. We just want the Braves to tackle the Mets, and let's get that first play. Let's win the division again.
David, thanks so much for your time, man. We sure appreciate it.
Buck, as always, and go Braves.
David Chanley, Fox 5 Storm Team Chief Meteorologist, joined us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Hey, we're going to be out and about tomorrow, the Buck Belue Show. We're going to be at the T-Mobile location in Covington. And I want to invite Bulldog fans in that area to come out and see the show. And do some business there at T-Mobile. You've got a chance to register and get signed up to win tickets to see your Georgia Bulldogs between the hedges coming up in the coming weeks. And so I'm going to be sticking around after the show. So we'll be there live from 10 to 11 doing the show from 11 to 12. I'll be sticking around signing some copies of my new book, Inside the Hedges. Hope you'll swing on by and check things out. Do some business at T-Mobile. Pick up a book. And we can high-five and say go Dogs a little bit. So Covington tomorrow, doing the show live, out and about, 10 to 11, T-Mobile location in Covington. So what a relief with the storm dissipating or not hitting this area, man. We had so many of these high schools move their high school football games up from Friday night to tonight. And obviously, some other games will go down tomorrow night. We were this part of the country concerned about college football and how that would impact things on Saturday. What a relief. Just in the sports world here with this Braves and Mets series being so huge and epic. Didn't want to see the storm interrupt any of that from a selfish sports perspective, of course. But thoughts and prayers continue to go out those affected down in Florida. Yesterday and overnight. That was tough to watch last night. Again, Kirby Smart coming up at 10:35. Looking forward to talking with the Bulldog head coach about the Missouri game. We'll come back, though, and we'll bounce through that college football scene with a top five. Stick around for that. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Big Thursday on the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Got Kirby Smart coming up in a moment. We'll talk about the Missouri game. See what's going on with Coach Smart. Always look forward to that. And you are listening to The Fan here on 680 and 93.7. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota. And they are the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next car. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com and let them wow you. You can also listen on the smart speaker. That's brought to you by South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals. Learn more about them at SPFS.com. And the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan, brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group, your champions of personal injury law. If you need to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. I'm ready to talk a little college football. Deep South college football. How about you?
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Belue's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, DT, let's roll, man. What you got?
Buck, we're staying pretty deep in the South.
We're getting deep.
First off, fun weekend of college football coming up. I think we'll keep this mostly.
Well, they're all fun, aren't they? Yeah, here in the deep South.
Absolutely. But yeah, we'll keep this just to college football, I guess, right now. But
okay.
As of right now, Buck Belue, who were you excited to see here this weekend to see play?
To tell you the truth, I want to see Zion Williamson.
Really? Okay, yeah. So we're going outside.
Have you heard about the training camp going on with the Pelicans down in New Orleans? Mm-hmm. He is absolutely dominating.
This counts as Deep South, Duke, New Orleans. Close enough.
No, I'm not going to go with that. Looking forward to seeing Zion.
Yeah, I really am, too. He said he's healthy, jumping. You know, I just don't want him to have a wasted career. I want to see him.
Well, he's in shape.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to see.
He's fit, which is bad news for the guys trying to D up on him.
I can imagine so.
No, I think Bryce Young in Alabama, looking forward to seeing what Bryce Young's going to do against Arkansas. Because remember a year ago, Alabama and Arkansas was a high-scoring game. Bryce Young, he threw for 559 yards and 5 touchdowns in that game.
It's productivity.
Man, that's like a full season where some of these quarterbacks caught up in an offense that doesn't throw the ball a heck of a lot. 559 yards and 5 touchdowns last season. Just amazing. And the way Arkansas is playing the pass again this year, he's liable to put up some huge numbers again on Saturday.
All right, so Buck,
bad for Arkansas's defense.
Hey, okay. Think they struggle with this one and Bryce Young in the passing attack?
Well, I'm just predicting Bryce Young's going to throw for over 400 yards.
Yikes. So, yeah. Huh? All right, Buck. Well, staying in the Deep South, another big game this week, relatively, probably a little under the radar, but what's the key in the Ole Miss and Kentucky game?
Under the radar it is. These are two undefeated teams, top 25 teams. Nobody's talking about it, so I thought we might as well.
You know you'll get it on the Buck Belue Show.
Now, do you know why Kiffin chose Jackson Dart to be his quarterback this season over Altmeier?
Coin flip?
No, because Jackson Dart can avoid sacks. He's really elusive, and he's known as a pocket quarterback coming in from USC.
That can be useful against Kentucky.
But I tell you what, this is something every quarterback loves to have, is the elusiveness to move around in the pocket, avoid the sack, get outside the pocket and make plays. Because, look, protection's going to break down. It just is. And you got to be able to make plays when the protection breaks down. And that's what Dart brings to the table, is the ability to do that. Altmaier, more of a manager kind of guy. And I tell you what, Will Levis, he's getting a lot of love with these NFL personnel geeks. Like,
people talking number one overall.
Yeah, right? Which is seems a little crazy. You know what? I've been skewed with Will Levis because a year ago I was out in Starkville and I saw Kentucky play Mississippi State, and they must have turned it over 20 times in the game.
Yeah.
Well, I think he had 10 interceptions in that game. It just seemed like it.
But he looks the part, and I think that's the biggest draw from
some
of these.
Yeah, but again, I saw him turn the ball over 20 times in one game. How's he going to go number one?
Well, any good NFL coach can correct those mistakes.
Oh, Buck, please. I'll tell you
that's what they'll tell you.
Problem with Will Levis is Kentucky. I know they're undefeated, but he's been sacked way too much so far this season. He's been... The Cats offensive line has allowed 16 sacks already this season. So I think the key is who can protect their quarterback.
Now, I will keep an eye on that one.
Rebels have won two in a row in the series, if you're wondering. Levis number one in the draft, I'd be stunned. Really, I'd be stunned if that happened.
Well, it's still a long way to go, and we always know those draft projections seem to change quite a bit as we get closer to the NFL.
Look at that Will Levis, man. He's going to be the next
I mean, he's
Tom
got the tools,
Brady.
Though. He's got the he's not a Tom Brady
well,
to
no,
me.
Well, if he's turning it over like 20 times in a game.
But he's got the measurables, and that's what those scouts fall in love
good
with,
grief,
right?
The measurables.
Hey,
give me a break.
That's the way it goes, Buck. That's the way it goes. All right, moving over. Down on the plains. Do you believe all the rumors you're hearing coming out of the plains?
You're talking about the one that A.J. McCarron, the former Alabama quarterback, had?
Yeah,
he's
from
saying
his
that Harsin,
unnamed sources.
Harsin had, according to A.J. McCarron, former Alabama quarterback, he's saying that Brian Harsin has already been fired.
And he knows about it, huh?
Already knows that he's been fired.
Well, we just want you to hang out for a little while, though.
Well, look, even if A.J. McCarron is just blowing smoke and he doesn't have a source telling him this, or maybe he does and he's just not a reliable source, I do. I'm going to report here on the Buck Belue Show right now that Auburn is about to go 0 for October.
Ooh.
No, seriously, they got LSU. All right, then they got Georgia. Then they got Ole Miss. And then they got Arkansas.
Yeah, I've not seen any W's.
Dude, they're going 0 for October. So if they have not told Harsin, he's already been fired. By the time October, we turn the page on the month of October, he's gone.
Gone.
As Saban would say, come on, Harsin. Harsin's not going to survive. I think what McCarron's saying has a little bit of truth to it.
He does feel like a dead man walking. It seems like it's been like that for a few months, or well, over a few months now.
Well,
at this point.
Yeah, trying to get him fired during the offseason.
Yeah. All right, Buck, staying in the Deep South. Who was your biggest underachiever so far, as you look across the Deep South landscape of football?
Jeff Collins.
Hey. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
Oh, you're talking about players.
We're going for players, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to say LSU wide receiver Boutte. Great name to be playing for LSU. I mean, Boutte, Cajun.
Boutte.
Yeah, love the last name. Dude, coming into the year, he was expected to be a first-team All-SEC receiver, All-American coming into the year. He's got 10 catches in 4 games with no touchdowns. So you're going to be one of the top, you're expected to be one of the top producing wide receivers in college football this season. And he's barely touched the ball.
Expect
what's
to see him
going
in the end zone.
On? with Boutte.
Boutte. Got to get him to ball.
Man, I'm telling you. What's going on down there?
All right, Buck, we'll finish up here. This is a great question. We want to know, is North Carolina State, is the Wolfpack, ready to take down mighty Clemson this Saturday? Had a scare for the Tigers this past week.
Wake Forest.
And with the Demon Deacons.
Double OT.
Demon all over the place. And, well, how's the Wolfpack fare this weekend with the Tigers?
Well, the Wolfpack has to go into Death Valley, which has a tendency to change the outcome of some of these games. But I tell you what, if the Tigers don't tighten up that pass defense, Devin Leary is going to carve them up on Saturday, brother. And didn't Sam Hartman, 6 touchdown passes in the game last Saturday. 6. He lit them up, brother. I'm sure Clemson this week, their secondary is working overtime to get this cleaned up.
Can they handle another wild shootout 2 weeks in a row?
Maybe it's going to take that highly thought of Clemson defensive line to put Devin Leary on his back a lot on Saturday.
That's a good way to neutralize a quarterback.
Leary's been good. 64% so far accuracy. Got 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Devin Leary is a quarterback that's totally under the radar as far as producing and playing at a high level. And Clemson secondary, I think we could throw 3 or 4 touchdowns on them, DT.
Buck Ballou calling the upset right now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that.
We'll get to that.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Wouldn't be surprised.
There you go. That's your top 5.
Buck's top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
All right, going to talk some Falcons now. 680 The Fan and Harris Cherokee Casino, Tailgate Central's Dirty Bird Tailgates are back. That's a mouthful. Join us this Sunday from 10 to 1 at the corner of Marietta and Centennial Olympic Park Drive. I'm told we're going to be loaded up with drinks from Corona, Modelo, fresh-made libations from Larceny Bourbon, Deep Eddy Vodka, amazing food from WNB Factory, and music by All That. You can get your free ticket now at 680thefan.com/tailgatecentral and then join us for another party in the Fan Tailgate Series. Now, you got to be 18. Huge thanks to Corona, Modelo Especial, Larceny Bourbon, Harris Cherokee Casino, WNB Factory, Georgia Power, Lidl Food Market. And remember, you got to be 18 to get signed up. So Falcons and Browns coming up on Sunday, man. Looking forward to Hey, let's talk Falcons, Nernie.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Yeah, doing some show prep last night for today's show. That's it. You know, some of us do show prep in the business I'm talking about. Some don't. But nonetheless, doing some research, looking at the Falcons, trying to come up with some show content to use on you today on the show, and ran across this. A story about the Falcons having a really good shot of making the playoffs this year. And here's the reason why. It's a weak NFC this year. Weak. So the Falcons capturing one of those wild card spots to this rider was not out of the question. And I thought, you know what? This seems a little over the top. A little over the top to me. And look, I've been hard on my Falcons. But for good reason. I'm not making this stuff up. There's reason to be a little disillusioned with the leadership up at Flowery Branch over the last handful of years. I give Arthur Smith an F. Well, no, that was... I forget when that was, Nernie. I've been handing out some F's here over the last 12 months. When exactly did I give him an F? Kyle Pitts.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, I'd back that up then. I would stand behind that grade Now, last week he found a way to get the ball to Kyle Pitts. So I'm very pleased with that. I give him a B-plus for that one. But to get back to the Falcons making the wild card this season, I'm just going to start and end with this. And that is the Falcons, they've got to figure out a way to win at home. And I was so curious. I had to go back and do a little, the Buck Ballou show had to do a little, the staff had to do a little research. And what they came up, basically that's me. And what I was able to come up with was this. All right, we opened the season with a loss at home to the Saints. Gave it away in the final minutes. Let Jameis carve us up in the final minutes of the game. So we took an L. Get the home schedule started this year. Now, a year ago, Falcons were 2-6 at home. The year before that, the Falcons were 2-6 at home. The year before that, the Falcons were 3-5 at home. And the year before that, we were 4-4 at home. You've got to go back to 2017 to the last time our Falcons had a winning record at home. We were 5-3. That's the year MBS opened up. We got this grandiose stadium, one of the most beautiful stadiums in the entire world. And we can't win in it. How we gonna make the playoffs if we can't win at home? The Falcons' record at MBS, 16-25. How disappointing is that? Losing record at home the last three seasons. So basically, we lose 61% of the time at home. And that's got to change. And that's got to change starting on Sunday. I mean, if the Falcons are heading to as a wild card team to the playoffs at the end of the year, then this is a game we got to win. We got to take down the Browns on Sunday. We got to find a way to slow down Nick Chubb, who we passed on in the draft. There's no way the Falcons are making the playoffs if you can't win at home. And that's got to start on Sunday. And as a Falcons fan, man, I mean, it's got to be an advantage for your team. You got to be winning at home. You got to be packing the house. You've got to have a great atmosphere down at MBS. And we've had none of that. None of it. And until that changes, Falcons aren't making the playoffs. Falcons aren't going to win a wild card spot. Come on, man. Start winning at home, guys. Give this starving fan base something to be excited about when they show up on Sunday in downtown Atlanta. Because we have not seen that since 2017. We've had no home field advantage. I mean, when you get into the season over the last 4 or 5 years, it's been a morgue down at MBS. Seen better atmospheres at Topgolf than at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I'm telling you, Arthur, maybe Arthur can get this thing worked out. The team's getting better. Personnel's getting better. Maybe we can start winning at home again. Oh, this has been ugly here over the last 4 years. 404-231-1680, the number you want to get in here. We got a moment before Kirby joins us. If you want to come in and talk a little Falcons football, we'd appreciate it. Falcons fans, if you're a school teacher and could use an extra $500, attorney Ken Nugent and Grady Jarrett want to help you out this football season. For each Falcons game, Ken is donating $500 to teachers throughout Georgia. And to register to win, go to attorneykennugent.com. One call, that's all. And don't forget to tune in and catch Grady with the Locker Room every Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. as they recap the previous week's action. Ken Nugent, doing some good things around Atlanta, helping out those teachers, man. Helping out those teachers. All right, no Falcons takers, Nerney? I'm good with that.
What's that, the Falcons take? Here's my take. I like their chances this week. If the Browns don't have Clowney, they don't have Myles Garrett, who I don't expect to play. I mean, I'm glad that he was minimally hurt during that car wreck that he had. I think it could have been a lot worse, but
yeah.
I would be shocked if he was cleared to play this weekend against the Falcons.
Nerney, how are you going to make the playoffs if you can't consistently win at home? We have not had a home field advantage in years.
Yeah, it's not a good time to be a PSL salesman. I gotta imagine that.
I mean, we go 2-6 every year, it seems like, at home.
But playoffs, though, man. I mean,
playoffs.
Hell, we just need to get back to .500 first.
I think to do that, you better start winning at home. That's Find right. a way to get that home field edge. Chad joins us on the show here on Buck Ballou. Appreciate you, Chad, coming on. How about this Falcons take? What do you got? Chad from Hawaii, buddy. You're making your way in for the big Browns game, aren't you?
Yep, that's why I'm calling in. So what can I expect? I guess a quick one for the offense and the defense on Sunday.
Well, what you need to expect out of the defense is they're going to have to find a way to gang up and try to slow down Nick Chubb, because Nick Chubb's going to get the ball. I look at him as one of the top running backs in the National Football League, and we've got to do a good job against their run game. Offensively, I just like what we did last weekend, Chad, and we got the ball to Kyle Pitts. And we've got that first-round pick wide receiver that's looking good right now. I think offensively, protect Mariota. We got a good shot of winning this game.
Right. All right. Terrific. Well, I'll see you guys Sunday, Monday, next week. Hopefully Hurricane Ian will stay away from the AA. But thanks for taking my call.
Have a good trip out, man. We'll look forward to seeing you. Man, what I wouldn't give to go to Hawaii for a couple of days.
Man, Chad's got it made.
Yeah, doesn't he?
It's good to see him a couple weeks ago. Glad he's coming back into town.
He's a P1.
Chad never turns the station off, from what I gather.
We got to do something for Chad. He's bringing us gifts. I mean, every time he shows up, and he's been coming about once a year to Atlanta from Hawaii, and he brings me some Pro V1s. Chad, I could use another case of those Pro V1s, buddy. I got people on the golf course saying, Ballou, what are you doing playing those golf balls with the Hawaii logo on them?
Oh, no, the Rainbow Warrior logo on there?
Yes, got the Rainbow Warrior. They're saying, Ballou, what are you doing playing those?
A free Pro V1's a free Pro
V1. So we got Chad handing those out, man. All right, it's time for the Bulldog Roundtable. We don't want to keep Kirby waiting. Let's talk about Missouri with Kirby Smart.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Glogwood, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. We're four games into the season, one-third of the regular season in the books. Would you describe what you've done already as a good start?
Absolutely. I think the guys have been locked in and focused and had some guys grow up and play well, and we got a lot of things we can still improve on, and that starts kind of this week with Missouri. You know, you got areas on both sides of the ball and special teams you're trying to get better at, but I'm pleased with the fast start our guys have had and the growth that we've made in terms of the young guys getting some more experience.
You were complimenting Coach Drinkwitz during your press conference earlier this week. Just his offensive scheme, a mix of misdirection runs, vertical passing game shots. What's it going to take to slow them down on defense?
Well, you got to control the run game with these guys. It always starts with that. He does a nice job complimenting his zone read game, quarterback run game, counter game, with screen game. And that's one of those areas that we got to improve on defensively. And if you can shut down the run, then you can kind of earn the right to rush the passer. And that's the philosophy we take.
Boy, these road games in the SEC, never easy, right? You go in expecting a four-quarter battle. How do you get that message across?
You tell them telling the truth. I mean, that's what it is. When you go on the road in the SEC, it's always tough. It's physical. We've been to Columbia several times where it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, tough physical games. And it's not going to be any different this time. You know, it's fourth quarter. Four quarters are as long as it takes.
It's been impressive watching your defense play so far this season. And don't hear a lot about it, but I think it's a big deal. Nolan Smith, Robert Beal, consistently setting the edge for you on defense as far as containment goes. How well are those two guys playing for you?
They both got a lot of experience. You know, you wish you could have them both on the field more often. That's one of those areas that we get them out there sometimes on third down, first and second down. Sometimes they rotate, sometimes they play together, but they're very experienced and they're great leaders.
Offensively, you guys have looked impressive too. Really the only thing missing is that deep ball threat. No, you must be anxious to see Arian Smith, A.D. Mitchell get back in the mix. How close are those guys?
Hopefully soon. They're not easy injuries to deal with. Arians was pretty extreme and high ankle, and he's still fighting to get back and get his conditioning level back. And then AD, same way. He had a high ankle element to his, but it was not as bad as Arians. And just those guys day in and day out getting treatment and working their butts off to be ready to help us.
Coach, it's been fun watching Stetson play. I never really, you know, I'd heard a lot about Fran Tarkenton. I've seen some of the highlight reels from back in the day. Stetson, after seeing some of that of Francis, man, Stetson really reminds me a lot of him. Elusive, makes all the throw, great leader. What can you say about Stetson and the job he's done so far this season? And did you ever see any of these highlights of Tarkenton?
Highlights. I can't say that I knew a lot about it, but I've seen the highlights and I could see the similarities. They're both really good athletes, both got some moxie to them, good passers, probably underrated as passers because of their athleticism. Both of them have been really good to Georgia.
Listening to some of the game this past Saturday, Eric Zier was talking about Kent State doing a really good job, apparently disguising coverage before the snap. Was that one of the things Stetson had to deal with this past Saturday?
We felt pretty confident that we knew what coverages they were going to play. They do a good job changing them up, but you can tell what they are. The best thing they did is tackle. You know, they tackle well in the perimeter. They're physical. They don't give a lot of yards after the catch and even yards after contact. They do a phenomenal job with both those two things. But in terms of coverage, what covers they're in, you can usually tell pre-snap, post-snap.
Line of scrimmage battle, I'm assuming, is another big deal against Missouri. They seem to show up with some big physical guys on both sides of the ball on the line of scrimmage. That's got to be one of the keys to winning this one, right?
Got to win the line of scrimmage. I mean, it starts with that. I say all the time, more so on the road. You don't want to play a road game in third and longs. And if you can't run the ball consistently, you end up in third and longs. You got to be able to control the line of scrimmage on the road in the SEC.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck on the road trip and look forward to talking with you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Go Dawgs.
Great having Kirby Smart on the show. Kirby, a busy man. So we got 5 minutes. Can we squeeze it in? I said, absolutely. 5 minutes, brother.
Thank you, Buck.
Got Georgia a 28-point favorite over Missouri and Columbia on Saturday night. 28 points. Average score, Georgia and Missouri under Kirby Smart. They've played 6 times. The average score is 40-17. 28 points, that might be too much. Just looking at the average score. Road Dogs probably going to lay them, though. Lay those 28. Georgia needs to clean it up. They're going to cover that line, though. 3 turnovers last week. And I tell you what, you go on the road in the SEC and turn that ball over, you're in for a struggle. So that's one of the things Bulldogs need to clean up this week heading into that matchup on Saturday night. We'll come back, talk a little Braves baseball. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamJack.com.
Fan 680 and 93.7. Like the Braves and Mets are going to get it in this weekend. What a relief. Need two good tickets for tonight's tomorrow night's game, as a matter of fact. If you got a couple, just give us a call at 404-231-1680, the number. And I believe DT, you'll get the name and number and call them back?
Oh, yeah. Phone lines are open. Looking for four, actually.
How many? Oh, you need two. Okay, yeah, so I need two. You need two. Nerney, how many do you need?
Listen, this is every man for himself, so whoever answers the phone first is getting those tickets.
Come on.
If somebody calls up here.
Yeah, man, I was begging for some of those Doobie Brothers tickets. I couldn't even get my hands on any of those.
That doesn't seem right. You did a good job promoting it, but
yeah, I promoted the heck out of it.
I saw your pictures online, though, on Twitter. You at the Slipknot concert that we had a few days ago. The Slipknot concert.
Was that not you, Buck?
That had to be an imposter.
Yeah.
Buck was at Lil Nas. Lil Nas X, just right here at the Roxy, I believe.
Was that yesterday?
I think he had two nights. I think he played two nights. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
Well, I saw his cruise bus out there parked on the road.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
Actually, that bus didn't look very impressive compared to some of the others out there.
That's true, and it's quite a kerfuffle every now and then when they're backing those things.
Boy, and I'll tell you, I was walking by one of them recently, and my goodness, I thought I was going to get high just walking by the bus. Some foul odor coming out of that thing. All right, Braves and Mets, man, I'm ready to talk about it. Let's chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, it's a series we've been waiting on for the longest of time, just spotlighting this really since the beginning of the year, looking at the end and saying, okay, if the Mets are going to challenge us for the East, then we're going to get them at home. At the end of the season, a three-game series. So here we are, Braves one game back with six to play. Now, we're going to take today off. Relax. Maybe get a little more motivated to go out and take care of business. This, without a doubt, is the biggest series of the season for both the Braves and the Mets, for that matter. National League East Division title on the line. And we caught a break with Hurricane Ian. Looks like we're going to be fine for all three games of this series. Now, the Braves frustrated all their fans last night. Wrapped up a road trip 4-3 and lost 3-2 and 10 in D.C. last night. Acuna, Swanson, and Riley, 0-13 in the game. Tough to win when Acuna, Swanson, and Riley are going 0-13. Bullpen gave us a shot. Six scoreless innings. And we finished the year with a 14-5 record against the Washington Nationals. Austin Riley has had a tough September, hitting .204 this month. Somehow, some way, Austin, we got to get you going, man. Snit, after the ball game last night, talked about Riley's recent struggles at the plate.
He's in a rut, you know. I mean, he's probably, you know, just trying to do too much, as they always do. That's usually the case when guys, you know, they're really good players and really good hitters, and sometimes they're human and doesn't go. And he'll keep fighting. He always has, and he always will, and he'll get out of it and get hotter than hell.
Well, we need that to happen starting tomorrow night, Austin, so let's get this thing going. Matt Olson's turned it around. He's hitting four games in a row now. Had another home run last night. And this is exactly what we needed heading into the postseason, whether it's a division title winner or as a wild card winner, we need Matt Olson to step up to the plate and swing a big bat. He spoke with the media after the game last night and was talking about winning the division.
That's the goal from the start of the year. You know, you just set out to win the division. I put yourself in the best chance to succeed in the postseason. And for us, it's winning the division. And still got a chance to do it. And like I said, big series.
Big series, no doubt. And Harris has just been spectacular, especially recently. He's hitting five games in a row, hitting over 335 in the month of September with six bombs and 19 RBI. He has been killing it. And he spoke to the media after the game last night, talking about this weekend series with the Mets.
Going into the series, we're still feeling good, regardless of the loss. So we're just trying to go in there and take the series and, I mean, win the rest of the game so we can get the first place in the East.
There you go. You go get it, kid. We're pulling for you. Did you see the night Pete Alonso had last night? 0 for 4, struck out four times. Maybe he'll be in a funk as he shows up here in Atlanta. Can't allow him to beat up on us. We talked too much during the one-hour show today, so I was not able to fit in the college football nugget. But our sponsor, Ace Hardware, deserves to be mentioned. See them all over Metro Atlanta. Visit your Atlanta area Ace Hardware for all your green egg needs. They're going to take care of you there. All right, final word. Heading to the South Side this evening. Inside the Hedges, my new book. We'll be selling and signing those tonight in McDonough from 6 to 8 at the $3 Cafe. $3 Cafe, McDonough, South Side tonight from 6 to 8. Want to invite you to come out and say hello. And then the Ballou Show tomorrow will be at the T-Mobile location in Covington. As we hit the road, baby. It's going to do it for the Buck Ballou Show. Got Nick and Chris coming up next. Stick around for those guys. And have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.